Okay, everybody, it's almost 7, or as soon as there's a little volume out here, we're going to share our heroes' appreciation. The dogs have already started, the birds as well. Then we're going to go inside and we're going to rebroadcast what we did at 3 o'clock today. And it's a great show. Florence Henderson, Chevy Chase, Patrick McEnroe. It's real good stuff. All good news, because that's all we do for 21 years. Yo! We're here at 80th Street. That's where I am. And 79th across the backyard. Conscientious group of concerned citizens thanking, thanking the local heroes and the national heroes and the international heroes. That's the plan. So, with much appreciation. It's the tree that grows in Brooklyn, except it's growing in Manhattan. It's a weed tree, it's the ailanthus. There's some of his babies up there. There's a baby tree that just kind of grew. Whoa! A little bit here and see, we can see down the path here. Whoa! Thank you! Oh, there's a new potty, a pot person up there. Whoa! A moment of thank you for all the great work that everybody's done and continues to do with people that they don't even know. Hi, Ada, how are you? There's a man about love. He does the love awards. It's all good. It's all beautiful. And we thank you all for tuning in. A lot of consistency here. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day in New York. All right. Okay. It's calmed down a bit. And we're now going to go inside and take a moment with our show. So today we already did this 3 o'clock show. And we're going to do a little bit more of it today, tonight. Mainly because it's just so good. It's a pilot. Here's Ada. Here you go. See how proud I am of this right here, right next to me, right down here. Thank you. That means a lot to me. It meant a lot, and it still means a lot. Okay. Yeah, what can I say? It's all good. It's good news. All right. Hey, hi, Paul Slackers. How you doing? Today's the 17th, and now it's 7 o'clock. We just had some of our local people show their love for the heroes. And, you know, it's been interesting. I've been going all around New York and people have been showing that respect all over. Everywhere I go, I sometimes think no one's going to do anything. I was down at Riverside Park. I was in Central Park. I was in the Museum of Natural History area. And joggers clapping and bicycle by clapping and then truck drivers and cabbies. And, hey, Ivan, there's a peace man for you. And fire stations honking their horn. All right, so we're gonna broadcast a lot of good people doing good things because we have a pilot program,
And I'm going to show the part one of it today, and then the next 2 days, part two and part three. And then Wednesday, we're going to have a music show, okay? And Ivan, I'm going to play something of yours because you're a piece master, and I thank you for being that, okay, on Wednesday. And so let's go today. Well, today we're going to have Florence Henderson. So these are people I've interviewed in in the past. But when people are good and they're talking about family, and Chevy Chase is talking about the Samuel Waxman Cancer Foundation, and Patrick McEnroe is talking about the Davis Cup, and another gentleman for Hamptons Inn is talking about Landmark, a house that looks like a shoe, and Bill Baker, president of Channel 13 for 20 plus years, helped. I'm also starting Group W, a real living legend in the entertainment industry. Talks about the importance of Channel 13 and PBS, and Claire Diab, Deepak Chopra's yogi, talks about the history of what yoga and what yoga is and what it means, union. Okay, so a lot of good things, and we're gonna have a start off with a heroes. We started off with heroes, and let's go to the show because it's really good. I'm gonna flip this around now, and hopefully it does. It's sometimes a little temperamental. Oh, we have a hat. So I don't know if you saw. I'll tell you why I put my hat on. It reminded me. Actually, we sell these hats. Actually, we don't need to do the opening again because you'll see the opening in the show. Let's just go to the show. Oh no, let's go here. Uh-oh, where's the show? Okay, Paul. This is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days. Smiles when sadness intrudes. Laughter to kiss your lips. Sunsets to warm your heart. Rainbows to follow the clouds when spirits sag. Friendships to brighten your beauty. Beauty for your eyes only to see. No. For your eyes to see. Anybody can see. It's good. It's good to see. I've been having trouble with my eyes, thank God. I think it's going away. Take care of yourself. Health is wealth. We all know that. There no money can buy health. Faith so that you can believe. Courage to know yourself. Patience to accept the truth. And love, 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 love. Love is the answer. Let's see here now. Now, can we somehow go to our I think we can, because see, we have these on this milestone, because our company is called Milestone Broadcast Corporation. We've been in business since 1985. I am old. All right, and I've stayed in business. I have no idea how. My sister says, "How have you stayed in business all these years?" And I say to my sister, "Sister, I have no idea how I stayed in sister. I have no idea how I stayed in business." Hey, who's that? Eddie Murphy? Eddie Murphy? Eddie Murphy? Exercise, exercise, exercise. Ooh, chic. Get up and be a player. Tell him, Shriek. Now, this show is 11 years old. This opening is about 11 years old. We own the happy face. Can you believe that? No, we own the trademark. Arms and legs. We do. Before the emoji. And then we put them in different face colors of humanity. That's our logo, Milestone Broadcast with the One World. Thank you, Harold and Susan, for creating this. Hey, I'm excited, Ivan. We are going to broadcast one of your songs and stuff. We've interviewed Ivan a lot of times. This was our old opening. It's like we did an original Zoom. 11 years ago? It's pretty funny, huh? So you put some of the people that are in this show. Cool.
Hi, my name is Paul Slackus. This is
Good
News.
I wore the hat because I had hair in those days.
Bad news, especially without solutions or conversations. Well, we are as well. For the past 10 years, GoodNewsBroadcast.com has created thousands of programs of which people are doing good for the world. We find We receive, we create life-affirming, thought-provoking, good news, entertainment, and events. Upbeat, not beat-up news, positive news. Good News Broadcast is non-political, non-sectarian, non-judgmental. We're just sharing the great news of the world. So now we've created a one-hour TV pilot of what you're going to see today. And hopefully you'll tune back each and every day to hear...
We didn't shop
so
around.
Let's go right to Florence Anderson, the mom of the Brady Bunch, talking about family and food and how they all get together and the importance of family dinner. Florence,
how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Paul. How are you doing?
Florence, I tell you, I've never been so good as the opportunity to be here with you.
Crazy about
well, thank you. And hey, I'm pretty lucky myself. Well, you know what? I did a cooking show on the National Network for 9 years. And then I did a series on PBS called Shortcut Cooking. So you kind of gather from those shows that I don't need to spend a whole lot of time in the kitchen. I'm interested in doing something that's nutritious and delicious and quick.
The family world of sitting down all together as a family and discussing the day and the future and so on and so forth, where do you think that is going? Is that still around?
Well, I think it is on some level. I wish people would be more aware of how important it is. You know, today with so much television, with Game Boys, with, you know, the computer, kids want to run off and do those things, which is fine, but I do think it should be limited. And I think that families should try to spend a short time together sharing a meal. I mean, that's when people talk. That's when they really share their honest feelings. And I think it gives a parent an opportunity to teach a child how to eat healthy.
Thanks, Lawrence, for talking about the family and the family dinners. Many benefits. A lot of wonderful people come out and help worthy causes. One of the largest benefits here in New York is the Samuel Waxman Cancer Foundation. Chevy Chase is the host of this one, and he shares a few of his thoughts about the foundation, about the evening overall in general. Chevy?
Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast, speaking to Chevy Chase. Hi, Chevy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Actually, you have no idea how important this is for me to get to speak with you, because the last time we spoke, you were at an event. Paul Simon was appearing. It was Spencer Foreman in the hospital, the children's hospital,
right.
And the bus out of the...
Irwin Redlener.
Irwin Redlener. And I got over to interview you, which was I was so happy about. And guess what? The tape broke. I cannot believe it, but it
well, let's hope for the best.
So now this is a sometimes you get a second chance. Congratulations, you're the host for this evening. And how's it going so far? How do you see the entire evening? You see a lot of concerned people about breast cancer and about cancer overall in general.
A lot of drunks, basically.
This is a party mind off it.
No, you know, I think that the crowd is here. These benefits are rather remarkable. They raise a lot of money for the Waxman Foundation, and which is good. But when all is said and done, you know, you get a lot of hedge fund guys and young people, you know, people in their 40s and who just want to party, you know, want to have fun and want to spend money, which is good for the auctions. And I think that the subject itself of cancer and cancer research it doesn't lend itself to an evening like this. It's everybody knows in their heart of hearts where the money's going, but it's not something that I'm going to make use of in my performance. Or it's certainly difficult for a comedian, you know, to talk about cancer. So, and thank God, knock on wood, I don't have that issue in my family. But I'm sure there are many people here who do have issues, and I just think it's sort of out of bounds for the entertainment portion.
Okay, your wife is here though with you, right? And I believe she's wearing Margot Manhattan's one of the bracelets, right?
Right, she is. Good. I got cufflinks.
You got cufflinks.
Yeah, I had to wear this shirt and tie just for the cufflinks.
Okay, let's see.
That's sad, isn't
the
it?
Cufflinks.
There's the cufflink.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Is it?
Oh, I think so.
And then there's one there.
Oh, they're both on both sides.
Well,
Margot's
of course.
Fantastic.
You have to have both.
And she's a, but usually they're not as exquisite on both sides. One side is just that little thing that takes you half an hour,
right,
a quarter of a day.
This took me a half an hour to put on. I fit them through the holes.
What a character. Thanks, Chevy. Boy, I love you. in all those great movies. I just started laughing just thinking about all the good times and all those vacations. How do you get to go on so many vacations?
That's a good question, right?
Okay, so now we're going to talk about corporate social responsibility. So we talked about nonprofits, and now we're going to talk about good corporations going out and doing good. We take a wonderful landmark here in America, a shoe house in Pennsylvania, and Chris Epting goes all around to these landmarks and gets good corporate support and community support. In this case, we'll help needy people who need shoes. It's all good. All right? Chris, tell us what's happening.
I'm speaking to Chris Epting. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. I'm happy to get to talk to you. We had some technical difficulties. The
I know.
Shoes weren't fitting.
I have. It's a good setup.
We're going to compensate, right?
Let's go. You know, I know where this is going, so you lead and I'll follow.
You know where this is going. We're a pop culture historian. That's who I'm speaking with, Chris Epting. We've spoken with you before.
Uh-huh.
And you've done some, what they say, right here, this is your, with their words, quirky and unusual landmarks.
Right.
That's all across the United States. And today is no different than you're down in Hellam, H-E-L-L-A-M, Pennsylvania.
Right by York.
Okay, by York, all right. World's largest shoe house, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Real well. I grew up in the shoe business, Chris. And so I really wanted to get to speak to you because, one, you're very quirky. Now, you're very innovative.
Thank you.
In what you're doing, and I thank you for doing it because these are landmarks, and I love happy, healthy landmarks such as this. So tell us about this largest shoe and why you're there.
Well, the shoe is amazing. As a guy in the shoe business, you'll appreciate the fact that Malin Haynes built it. He was called, you know, he was kind of the shoe maven around here. He had a chain of shoe stores in Pennsylvania. And in 1948, he built this great monument, which is a fully functional three-bedroom house, to kind of promote his shoe business and also kind of promote himself. And it was, I think, a real masterstroke because over the years, you know, tens of thousands of people have stopped here to visit, to have an ice cream, to take a tour. It's a classic roadside structure. I'm here with part of the Hampton Hotel Save a Landmark program. We're helping refurbish this landmark. We came out yesterday with a bunch of employees and volunteers, and we painted the entire shoe, which is no small feat. It's about 25 feet tall and 48 feet long. So it's been a real project, but a lot of fun, and again, it's looking better than ever after today.
Yeah, it's definitely not a small feat. It's a big foot.
Yes.
So, what is the community like? And I think that there's some real wonderful outreach here. I went to a website called GiveShoes.org.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, there's a group, you know, that Hampton aligned themselves with for this particular refurbishment, whereby people are donating shoes, hundreds of pairs of shoes that go to those who are needy, who have been stricken by natural disasters all around the world. And in the last 2 days, just truckloads, carloads of people come up emptying their shoes here. They're being gathered up to the right of me here. It's really been an amazing process, not just fixing up the shoe house, but watching people give and give and give to help those that are less fortunate.
Well, that's Shoes for the Souls,
yes.
.org, and Step Up Nashville Live, and there's a whole bunch of, actually, October 9th, there's an event down there, I guess, Souls for Shoes.
Yeah, I think Soul for Soul is the group here. They've all got very clever sort of double entendre names. I believe Soul for Soul is the outlet that's working with Hampton here. And but they're all good, and they all generate this great goodwill. I know the people of York and the surrounding areas have been super generous with their shoes and their time and coming out.
It's all good, Chris. You're always doing good things.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me back, too. I like coming back on you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris, for talking about the shoe house. If you're ever having a bad day, go and volunteer somewhere in a hospital, in a food kitchen. You're going to perk yourself right up and know that you have helped some other people. Your self-esteem will grow. Talking about self-esteem, we're now going to go to England, where the winner of the English Idol, which the American Idol was created after, Paul Potts, will be sharing his thoughts about self-esteem and confidence. Paul?
My voice has always been my best friend. If I was having problems with bullies at school, I always had my voice to fall back on.
Paul, what are you here for today, Paul?
To sing opera. I was always a little bit different. So I think that's the reason sometimes that I struggle with self-confidence.
Thank you.
confidence has always been sort of like a difficult thing for me. I've always found it a little bit difficult to be completely confident in myself.
Absolutely, yes.
Amanda?
Yes.
Paul?
You appear to be in the track.
Now, Paul Potts can really sing, and confidence is so important in life, and enthusiasm as well. We're going to hear from a very enthusiastic gentleman. His name is Patrick McEnroe, and he's running the Davis Cup team, and they are all excited about bringing the Davis Cup to America. Yeah. Let's hear it from Patrick.
Remember, this is like 10, 11
years
ago.
I'm good,
Paul,
yourself?
I'm fantastic. So the Davis Cup...
We're hoping to bring it, you know, for permanently, well, at least for a year, to win it. It's coming to, we're having a home match for the final, which is the first time we've had the Davis Cup final on American soil since 1992, which was down in Fort Worth, Texas. And by the way, a young kid named Andy Roddick was actually at that match as a nine-year-old watching the U.S. team. So he's obviously leading our team now and our number one singles player, and hopeful that we can bring this thing home and win the Davis Cup this year.
Thanks, Patrick. Andy Roddick sure has gone a long way. Next on the program will be Dr. Bill Baker, who is the president of the PBS station here in New York, WNET. A lot of good news has been coming out of WNET for many, many years, and we're so proud to get the opportunity to share Dr. Baker and some of the programming that they do. What do you think has been, for you personally, the reason for, you know, working so hard to make this thing work?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things about this particular place, about public television in general and Channel 13 in particular, is that we have a mission. You know, the mission isn't to make money. Our mission is to use this, the most powerful force in our society, to try to enrich it, to make it a better place. So when you have purpose behind you, when you have a mission of that scale, it's pretty easy, I think, for us to, you know, want to do and work hard and want to do a good job. And I think the folks here have clearly done that over the years.
And I guess the last thing that I think is very special about that in the process of this build-out is the volunteers and the amount of people that come into this facility and the pledge drives and answer the phones and so on and so forth. It's just very, very special.
Yeah, well, we have probably 2,000 volunteers here, and you're right. They answer the phones. They never forgot when I first came to this place 20 years ago. We were in our old studio on 57th Street, and there was a little lady in the elevator that I'd never been in the building, and I came in as the president. There was a little woman in this, an elderly woman in the elevator, who looked up at me and she said, "Are you Baker?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." And she said, "Look, Mr. Baker, I'm a volunteer here. I've been here a volunteer for many years. This is a great place. Don't screw it up." And I said, "Ma'am, I'll do my best not to. I hope I haven't let her down."
Treating me like
she's still a volunteer.
I imagine she is. They are the most wonderful, wonderful people in the world. Thanks, Dr. Baker. You have done what that volunteer has asked you to do. You have made a great station over all these many years. I know you're retiring, and we wish you the greatest of all success. Next on the program is Claire Diab, who's the director of the Deepak Chopra Centers, as well as the founder of American Yoga Academy. Actually, Deepak Chopra will be doing a show on PBS in the upcoming weeks. So, Claire.
Welcome, my name is Claire. And we're going to do a little movement today. First, I just want to let you know that yoga is an ancient philosophy. It originated in India thousands of years ago. Yoga is a Sanskrit word. Sanskrit is an ancient language. And when you translate yoga into English, it means union. It's the union of our mind, body, and soul. And through breathing, movement, relaxation, meditation, all of these wonderful things we'll be experiencing in each show, we come to that space of union within. And when we feel the union within, we then begin to feel a union with everyone and everything in the universe. And it's a really beautiful way to live.
Thanks, Claire, for sharing some of the history of what yoga actually really means. At the end of the program, Claire also is going to show us some positions that we can actually partake in.
So stay tuned. Next, we're going to have a little segment here of a wonderful Gershwin song in which very few words are saying a lot. Okay, we have David Stanton playing the piano and Marcello Padilla singing to us. Thank you, and then we're going to go to some commercial breaks.
I studied all the rhymes and all the lovers sing, and just for you I wrote this little thing. Blah, 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 moon. Blah, 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 love. Blah, 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 blah,
I almost start the show with some Gershwin time.
Big dreams and good grades aren't enough to get into college. There are actual steps you need to take. Finding someone who can help is the first and most important. For the next steps, go to knowhowtogo.org.
That could be an old website, just want to mention it.
I remember how much you said you liked mine.
Oh.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.
And we're back. Wasn't that a great group of do-gooders talking about family values, volunteerism, helping the needy, taking care of yourself, confidence in yourself, self-esteem, optimism, collaboration of mind, body, and spirit into one union, and blah, 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 blah. Love. Love is the answer. Our show is interactive, and you can hear all these stories and all these interviews on goodnewsbroadcast.com. In most cases, these stories will be much longer, as normally we don't believe in editing. Actually, we like live programs. We are the real in reality television. On the website, with each story, you can chat, ask a question that we will get to the guest, shop, or upload a video or audio that you feel is appropriate for the subject. Build a social network of do-gooders. For example, on Florence Henderson's segment, if you want to share your family having dinner, you are more than welcome. Your good news is our good news, and all we are is what we are for each other. We are a humanitarian website. Additionally, on our site, we have Good News Planet, which is in foreign languages.
Okay, that's it. And so on. Okay, we're going to go to... Sometimes you can't stop this YouTube, and it keeps going. All right, well, thank you very much for watching. Tomorrow we're going to do part two. You are loved. We're all together. Put a penny or a shekel into a piggy bank. And just think of all these future young children who hopefully will have to think about this whole pandemic that we've all just gone through. So this show will be on. We just finished our 7 o'clock. We have the 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock one as well. Hi, Andres. And thank you for tuning in, and I just wish you health and happiness. You are loved, and tune in tomorrow, 3 o'clock, and watch part two of our pilot program, and so on and so forth. And if you have some good news you want to share, please do it. And if you need someone to speak to or officiate a ceremony, give me a call, 212-647-1212. Reverend Paul Slackus, okay? So, thanks. You are loved.